As you see, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful slide shows the scene on the eve of the disaster. The Stiddley Hume of Lord Seagoon's Huntry Coos at Ninfield in the Sounty of Cussex. The year 1656, or for our regular customers, at the reduced rate of 1537.
Lady Plutt, you have fetched me ball a merry crack, Ecot. See you later, Ecot.
Right, Dolly.
Be gone, then, delicate creature. But see, who approaches?
I pray pardon your plin, me lord Seagoon.
Me lord footman, how tarries?
Oh, a quill of quarrels and qualms. But I splorn, I deviate. Two ragged aristocrats await you.
Usher them on in, or in on. Strike out that which doesn't apply.
There's no need, my lord. We took the liberty of striking it out ourselves.
The voice came from one of two tall, naked men.
Yes, pray pardon our al fresco appearance, but our tailor is ill.
What's his name?
Al fresco.
I am not of humor to know that.
Would you just step over here by this reeking, unmade bed?
Yes, who is it?
This bed is, and I quote from this prison discharge paper, the Comte du Jim Reeking Moriarty, Knight of 100 Stars, Cheval du Notre Calleur, and Fish Potter Extraordinary.
Lord Seagoon, you're humble.
You're revolting.
What?
And now, Effort, allow me to introduce myself. Moriarty, announce my name.
Certain mate. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, announcing in the brown corner at £200, 4 shillings and 8 pence. My lord, Hercules, gripe-pipe fiend.
Thank you, Moriarty. Neddy, we come from France seeking the hospitality for which the English are so ill-famed.
My lord!
You couldn't have come to a better place.
We could have, but we didn't have the money.
You jest, i'faith.
You're Jester Charlie.
Nettie, yes, yes. A chamber for you. Othello, smoke out the bedding in room number 6. It's the tick, you know.
Of course.
We have them every year about this time. What is the time?
4:20.
Cad, they're late this year. Ah! Dear listeners, at that moment, the two men turned to go to their room, and I observed the seats of their trousers were burned out. I knew that sign only too well. It meant that these men were stricken with a dreaded Nadja plague.